Attention, mill spouses, families, and service members. It's now time for another empowering episode of Army Wife Talk Radio, the leading and longest running podcast of its kind. AWTR is here to engage, educate, and encourage you by sharing dynamic interviews, social media connections, news, and empowering military life information. Here are your AWTR hosts, your Army Wife Network Command Team.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to our Mill Spouse Empowerment Moment this Thursday. I am Chrissy Gibbs, Army Wife Network's content curator, and I am going to be bringing you some information today about your budget. And I have some really great hacks for staying on budget. I have three of them, in fact. And I really think it's important to start before jumping into how to stay on a budget. It's important to start with maybe some reasons why you should budget. And I'm just gonna jump right into when I started budgeting. I honestly didn't always budget. And, we kind of just went paycheck to paycheck. So a friend recommended that we actually go into First Command Bank and discuss with a financial advisor, and we did. And in order to go in there, we had to create just kind of a worksheet of basically our monthly expenses and, our income, so we can kind of create a budget that worked for us. And so it's really important to see, where your money is going. When I first made that first budget, it was very estimated and not really specific. We were just kind of guessing, how much gas do we use each month? And how much is our grocery bill? And then every budget beyond that, you build on it, you kind of learn, and you create more of an actual figure. But it's really important to budget, because honestly, you're going to see where your money's going. And it's crazy sometimes to see where it's going. And then you could also create a plan for your future and kind of maybe save the money, figure out where you want your money to go. An easy guide for setting your budget is first setting a goal. What are you trying to reach? Are you trying to save money for the future? Are you trying to pay off debt? What is your personal goal? And then you want to calculate how much money you have coming in. And I actually created a budget worksheet that's going to be in a SITREP in the future. So you should make sure you're on our SITREP email. Just go to our website and subscribe. But on the worksheet, you just write in what your income is, and then you're going to be going through what your expenses are. So what are you spending money on every month? And there's the fixed expenses, which are obvious. Your rent is going to be coming out the same every month. Typically, your utilities are within a certain amount and you're paying them every month. But then there's also those extra ones that's where it gets a little tricky. And those are kind of the personal ones, the entertainment ones, things that aren't the same every month. And you have to kind of make an estimate and then see where it went that month to plan for the next one, if that makes any sense. But then, so you would start with all of your income, you figure out all your expenses, and then you subtract and see what you have left over. If you don't have any left over, that means you're living outside of your current income budget, and that's not good. So you're going to have to tighten in some of your different categories. But if you have left over, you can either put that into savings, you can put that to paying off your debt, you can use that maybe into another category that you wanted to plan for, like a party or a vacation. It's just nice to know where your money is going and everything. So I have three hacks for your budget to stay on budget. So you've already set your numbers in, you know where you're supposed to be at. So I have three hacks to help you stay right there. I will say these three hacks have to do with mainly food, but that's kind of where a lot of our money kind of leaks away, I feel. So our first hack, number one, is taking advantage of grocery pickup. So grocery pickup is, I typically use the Walmart pickup. It's free. There are some other ones you would have to pay for. And if that works for you, that works. But the main thing about grocery pickup that I love is it's an easy to use app. You can see your total as you're creating your grocery list, as you're filling all of the things, you see where your total's at. So you know how much you're going to be spending. And then while you're sitting at home, you could be looking in your pantry, in your fridge, to see what it is that you actually need. And you're not walking up and down the aisles, grabbing all those extra things that you really didn't need. Just maybe you were hungry while you're grocery shopping, because I do that a lot. So if you take advantage of that grocery pickup, you will stick to the plan of, I'm just going to buy, you know, these apples and this healthy food, and maybe you'll regret it later in the week when you want a snack, but I will say it does help you stay on your budget. Okay. Hack number two is something that we like to use a lot. We like to use cash, but typically we don't use it for all of our purchases. My husband and I, this is really tricky in the pandemic, obviously, but I think it's important to physically be able to see where your money is going. You see it leaving your hands. You see exactly how much you have left, and you know you when you've run out of your money. So my husband and I like to give ourselves kind of like an allowance for our, I'll call it extra spending. So when you're typically going to like a vending machine and you're grabbing, you know, some snacks, or if you decide to go out to lunch, you know, Chick-fil-A or something, that would be, you know, in our extra spending. I wouldn't budget for that. I would just make sure that we have a certain amount each paycheck, and then we can use that to pay for those costs. So we like to use cash for those things, though, because once it's gone, it's gone. And we know we don't want to use any more beyond that. So we're just kind of staying in that budget. And then hack number three, which goes back to food for sure, is planning your meals. And this is kind of the hardest one for me, honestly, because I don't really enjoy having to come up with a plan every week, but it really does help. It's not planning your meals where you're spending a full day cooking meals for the whole week. Not that kind of meal planning. I think that's more meal prep, but it's more like creating your menu for the week. And then when you go grocery shopping or, you know, shop on the app, you would be only purchasing items for that menu in the store so that you'd only get the food that you actually need. And then you will also stop yourself from going out to eat so much because you already know, okay, I already have a meal at home ready to cook. I should just go home and eat that. So that kind of stops you from spending all that extra money, because a lot of times, you know, the quick and easy thing is to just go out to eat, go grab some food. So those are my three hacks. I'm sure there's plenty more out there. If you have any tips, you can comment below. Basically, I think you're going to need to be on our SITREP so you can get this budget worksheet and kind of get yourself started. It's nice to know where everything is going. Yeah. So make sure you tune in next week for the next Meal Spouse Empowerment Moment and listen to our AWTR podcast on a podcast of your choice, and have a great day. Bye.
Thank you for tuning in to Army Wife Talk Radio. The views and opinions expressed in our show are personal. AWTR is in no way affiliated with the Department of Defense or any other branch of the armed services, and inclusion in our show does not reflect endorsement by the DOD, any local government, or their agencies. Until the next episode, head over to www.armywifenetwork.com to connect with all of our empowering resources. Engage, educate, encourage. AWN is your source for military life empowerment.